Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, November 27th, 2018. Welcome to day 677. Paul Manafort violated his cooperation agreement with Robert Mueller by repeatedly lying to federal investigators, according to a court filing filed by the special counsel's office. Prosecutors claim Manafort's crimes and lies about a variety of subject matters relieve them of any promises they made to Manafort as part of the plea agreement. Manafort can't withdraw his guilty plea at this point, and without a deal, he now faces at least a decade in prison after pleading guilty in September to conspiring to defraud the U.S., as well as conspiring to obstruct justice. In August, a federal jury in Alexandria, Virginia, convicted the former Trump campaign manager on 8 felony counts and deadlocked on 10 others. Manafort also allegedly held secret talks with Julian Assange inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London back in 2016. Now, this story, there is still a lot of skepticism around it, and the final details are not yet out, so take this with a grain of salt. According to The Guardian, Manafort met with Assange around March 2016, around the same time that he joined Trump's presidential campaign. Several months later, WikiLeaks publishes the Democratic Party emails that were stolen by Russia. Manafort also met with Assange in 2013 and 2015. It is unclear why Manafort would have met with Assange or what they would have discussed. Manafort and WikiLeaks both denied that Manafort had met with Assange. And again, take this story with a grain of salt, there is still a lot of genuine skepticism around it. Trump, meanwhile, attacked Robert Mueller after Manafort was accused of lying by federal prosecutors. Trump called the special counsel a conflicted prosecutor gone rogue and claimed that Mueller is doing tremendous damage to the criminal justice system. Trump also accused the special counsel's team of forcing witnesses to lie. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, meanwhile, said she was not aware of any discussions about a potential presidential pardon for Manafort. Finally, the Senate could be ready to vote on a bill to protect Mueller and his investigation. Jeff Flake has said that he will oppose all of Trump's judicial nominees until there's a vote on the bill, which would codify some protections for special counsel investigations. The Republicans are open to holding a vote on the bill, according to the Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn, who said they'll vote if that's what it's going to take to get more of Trump's nominations through the Senate Judiciary Committee. And now to the notables. One, Trump threatened to cut federal subsidies for General Motors after the company said it was planning to cut up to 14,800 jobs and end production at several North American factories. Two, the Daily Beast says Fox News coordinated its interview questions before on-air interviews with former EPA Director Scott Pruitt. In one instance, the EPA even approved part of the show's script. Three, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Bob Goodlatte, said that it's awfully tough for Ivanka Trump to comply with government email rules. Four, House Republicans are meeting today with Trump in an attempt to avoid a government shutdown on December 7th. The Republican leaders promised Trump that they would fight to secure more funding for the border wall after the midterms, but Democrats say Trump's $5 billion price tag is too high. Five, the House Republicans released a 297-page tax plan that they're going to try to pass during the lame duck session. The bill would impact Americans' retirement savings, multiple business tax breaks, and would redesign the IRS. And six, the White House is preventing the CIA director from briefing the Senate on the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. CIA Director Gina Haspel will not take part in a Senate briefing by Mike Pompeo and James Mattis on U.S. relations with Saudi Arabia, which will be held behind closed doors on Wednesday. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.